Seen a long time.
Yes.
You used to see a lot of them.
Mr. Let me ask you, what sort of things would bring the community together when you were coming up? I mean, what'd y'all get, you know, sort of things that y'all would get together for?
Well, I tell you, son, about the only things that you got together, you go to see your neighbor, or you go to church, and things like that. Because now, on Friday nights, say Saturday nights, most of the young people that lived in a community that were very thickly, they were a lot of young men and a lot of young ladies, and you would get together and you'd sit down in a big room and you would play games. And I'm going to tell you something. When I was a young fella coming along, I dated a lot of gals. And I'm going to tell you something. You didn't even kiss one by George when I come along, son. I'm telling you just like it was.
Okay.
They were ladies. They were taught by George. When they lost their character, they lost it all. And I won't tell you. It's just like this about it.
I bet as big, tall, and handsome as you were, you were probably the catch of the county.
Well, like this about it, I used to enjoy dancing. And we'd go to, once in a while, over here, what they call Wahoo. There was a place there where they went in swimming. And they had a big place there, and you'd go over and you'd have big meals, dinner, you know, together.
Uh-huh.
And since I've, a few years ago, right over here at this club here in Coleman, Georgia, we had about 60 members. And right over at that White House. And once a month, we'd get together over there, and we had a big feed, and you'd always have a good entertainment. You might have a speaker, or you might have a group that would sing for you, and different things. You take Granddaddy, Uncle Henry, Willie J,
yeah,
and good. I was a treasure of the thing, and I was looking at a book in there not long ago, how many members and who all it was that was a member of that club, and the membership was just $5 a year,
mm-hmm.
And the major. You go over there and get one of the best meals you ever have seen in your life. And it seemed to me like the way to do the thing, used to do that thing, seemed like the ladies would all take something.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't do that, I believe the men, I believe they used to pay 50 cents for a meal. But boy, I'm telling you what, we had some good times over there.
Now, you mentioned swimming. Was there a place around here where you could, where you liked to?
Well, I could swim and all like that. Now, you take down at Bluffton. There used to be a place down there, a swimming pool at Bluffton, Georgia. And I've been in that pool. I've been in the War Hoop over here in that pool there. And then we had places down back of our house, but I just never have cared as much about it as a lot of people. Now, I can swim and all like that, but I just didn't care about it. But I don't know, times have certainly changed.
Do they have a board or a high place where you could?
Oh, yeah. Got a board, boy, jump on that board, by you just swing one time and in there was just like a duck. Yes, sir.
Over in Albany, there's a place called Radium Springs.